There, I hit no more ado. I hit start. We're live. We're for real. Do we need to do sound tests? We can. I know you like to do them, Joe.
It's been a while since you've requested not to do sound tests.
Well, the only reason I just skip them because I realize that it's very self-indulgent for me because I'll say something like banana, and it's just, you know, who needs to hear that?
One of our New Year's resolutions is we can just get rid of the sound test.
I don't know.
But for now, I'll just say, ho, 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 fuck you, Jason.
If you like it, we'll keep doing it. Welcome, everyone, to JVC, the show, podcast. Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
It's just be Christmas.
It's always so loud. You'd think I would know in advance to turn this down. That's our sound test. Turn down the god dang. Dang. That's not it. I'm turning me down. Oh, shoot.
Well, while Jason figures that out, I'll just say, Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa. And my name is Joe, and this is Jason, and this is Just Be Cousins.
Oh, shoot. You guys were joking before we got started that you might be too tired to do this, but I'm the one screwing up. Oh, well.
Well, anyway. I pulled out a holly jolly fucking intro.
You pulled out
out of my Yuletide asshole.
That was a really good job there. So everybody who's listening to this, you will not be listening to it on Christmas unless by some weird burst of energy I post it right as soon as we're done and you live in Hawaii, because the time zone there, it will be still Christmas. But anywhere else in these God-loving United States, won't be. So welcome to the Christmas episode.
Yeah, yep. It'll be a Christmas recap show. People will be recovering from Christmas when they listen to this, maybe.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Hawaii.
Yeah, then you might. But I don't know. I probably won't even post it tomorrow. Just because why give them, those Hawaiians, why should we give them special treatment? Just because they're, you know, nice people who live in a great place.
They don't have a very Christmassy ambiance over there.
No. Which is why I've
never been to Hawaii during Christmas. Maybe there's a bunch of lights and reindeers on lawns. They don't even have lawns there. What am I talking about?
No, they don't. I did go to look at some Christmas lights last night with my boy, and we did see a lot of Christmas lights in the shape of palm trees, which is just, you know, adorable in its one, inappropriateness, and two, what's it called when something's out of place? They don't belong there. That
it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. No, I mean honestly,
you already used that word.
Let's be honest here. I we're going to talk about Christmas today. Might as well get into it. If you said to me you're going to have to move someplace where they don't do Christmas, and I said, is it tropical? And you said yes. I'd say, all right, let's do this. Let's go. I'm not into it. I'm not into Christmas. I'm not. Are you?
Yeah. And we talk about this every time. I kind of like the lights and the ceremonies and the food and the family and even the movies sometimes. The music kind of bothers me, but then I rewrite the lyrics to make myself happy. Anybody that's listened to this show for the last several years, we've been doing this show for several years. Whoa. But anyway, anybody that's been listening for that long knows that I'll just change the lyrics to make a Christmas song suit me better.
You think there's someone Joe, who Jason, takes regular Jason, shows and sings regular songs and sings them to be Christmassy? I know that you want to introduce your dad, but he's been on the show enough that I don't have to get him a glass of water. He can get his own water. Wait a minute. That analogy didn't work.
That's fair. But I'm just going to say, hey, welcome to the show, Dad. It's Double Barrel Daryl, my father. I'm at his house in his basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
In the mountain studio.
Yeah, in the mountain studio.
The mountain That's studio. Right. I like that.
And it's snowy. It's very Christmassy here, and we've had a very good Christmas, I think. Dad, how do you think Christmas went?
It met my expectations. Yeah, it was festive.
Okay.
We had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I was holly and jolly.
Yeah, he's both holly and jolly.
Did you eat Christmas dinner? Did you go all out there with the thing and the deal?
Well, we had prime rib.
Yeah. All right.
Which I think is the way to go, honestly. Big baked potato. It was wonderful.
When I was a kid, my understanding was that it's turkey on Thanksgiving and ham on Christmas. And this was genuinely what I believed. I honestly thought the reason why you have ham on Christmas is because Jews don't eat ham. That's honestly what I believed. And I didn't mean it. I didn't think it in like an anti-Semitic way. It wasn't like in my head going, yeah, shows them, right? It was just in my head, that's logical. It's like, oh, well, it's a Christian, not a Jewish holiday. So we eat Christian, not Jewish food. What would be a non-Jewish food? Ham. And then I realized that's not the case.
Well, I grew up in Sevierville, as everyone knows, and down on Payne Street. And that was mostly a bunch of either white Christian people or white pagans, I guess. Heathens.
Yeah.
Philistines.
Yeah.
I don't know. Drug addicts. it was like the right side of the tracks, except there wasn't tracks. There was like a small pond or like a swamp, and you're either on the right side of the swamp or the wrong side of the swamp, and the people on the right side of the swamp were basically all Christians. Okay. Christian white people. But there was one Jewish family, and I was best friends with that guy, and his name was Johnny. And because of him, I didn't have any illusions about the whole ham on Hanukkah thing. Well, that is ham on Christmas thing.
Right.
I knew that on Hanukkah Johnny didn't eat ham nor bacon, and he couldn't eat cheese with meat in any meal ever. But now I didn't think that, well, Christians are just going to eat ham because they're not Jews.
But one way or another, y'all circumvented that once again by having prime rib.
Yeah, prime rib.
I had chicken wings.
I gotta say this. Am I wrong that chicken wings? What, didn't you have a Christmas? We talked about this recently, where you just ate fried chicken. No, you had a Thanksgiving. We talked about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You had a Thanksgiving in Germany eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. And today we okay. So here's the deal. My wife had to do or chose to do an overnight shift. So on Christmas Eve, she went to work at like 10:30, and she worked until 7 in the morning on Christmas, right? Just today. And then she got home, and we woke up the boy, and we said, open your presents. And that took about 5 seconds. And then she went to sleep. And I asked her, I said, you know, do you want me to do a special Christmas dinner? She's like, nah, don't bother. And so we didn't. Now, she had borrowed an air fryer from a friend to see if she liked the idea of an air fryer. So I air fried chicken wings. And as far as I'm concerned, that will be the Christmas tradition forever. And any Jews who want to come over and eat with me can, because chicken wings are universally religiously tolerated. Yep.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Any religion.
Every
single
one.
I know some pagans that are vegans, or Wiccans that are vegans. So,
well,
I don't know.
But okay, does Wicca say you have to?
I didn't mean to step on your point there.
No. Does Wicca say you got to be a vegan? Or is it just they happen to be?
Good point. They just happen to be. It's not a religious tenet.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So come on over to my house. We're going to have some chicken wings. And here's the thing. I don't like Christmas. I don't hate it. Well, maybe I do, but whatever. The idea of Christmas being all year long really scares the crap out of me. But the idea of chicken wings all year long makes me happy. And so if it's like, all right, we're going to do Christmas all year long, my antidote to that would be, good, chicken wings all year long too.
Well, one of the things I like about eating Christmas dinner with Dad and his wife, Carrie, is that they just do a really good meal.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. There's not some – it's not like prime rib is Christmassy to you. Is it, Dad, in
not
particular?
At all. It's prime rib.
Yeah.
And it's damn good.
Yeah. Now, do you all cook it, or do you get it cooked and then – like, how does prime rib work? How does
what? Listen, Jason, the prime rib at our house. It's no, Carrie cooked it, but you know, like I like it, which is almost kind of barely cooking it. There's lots of blood. That's kind of Jesus-y, right?
It looks like somebody killed a cow in our kitchen.
It
was great.
Yeah, nice. It was a sacrifice. Let's face it.
Yeah.
I don't think the cow was a virgin though, so really didn't, you know.
Well, yeah. Is it? I'd have to look it up.
The cow didn't die for our sins.
Well, I think a case can be made.
Okay, that's debatable.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, okay, so y'all did the prime rib thing. All right, cool, good. And I was going to ask another question. Can't remember what it was.
Do you get, we're getting older now, and I feel like as you get older, the Christmas gifts change.
Can I real quick say something? I've been getting older my whole life. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I got a bunch of clothes, and everybody just knocked it out of the park. Dad's wife got me some clothes. My wife got me some clothes. And it was so awesome. Mm-hmm. I usually don't do this. I mean, people get me good clothes every year probably, but I actually went up and kept changing my clothes and coming down like a fashion model, spinning around like, look at this shirt. Wow. Ooh, it fits well, doesn't it? Yeah.
So what was the deal with the clothes, though? I mean, how is it more Christmas than like just, hey, it's Tuesday, let's go to Target? I mean, what was the deal? Are these expensive clothes or are these like special clothes? What's
It seems like they're not cheap threads.
Okay.
and I think
not as far as you know.
Yeah, everybody's really responsible when it comes to taking the price tags off and everything. So as far as I'm concerned, like, wow, they must have really spent a pretty penny, on these clothes. But I just realized this is the first year, Dad, where we stopped getting each other toys.
We did not do the helicopter.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
So we must be adults now, because every year for the last decade or so, we've gotten each other remote control helicopters, drones, stuff like that.
I guess I've finally matured.
Yeah, finally. I think Dad's moving into that stage of his emotional development he can be considered an adult.
From what I recall, because I was at Christmas, I've been to Christmas at your place, Uncle Daryl, a couple times. Various stages of my life, but the more recent one I remember, the deal was that you guys would get each other remote-controlled helicopters, you take them out of the box, you power them up, you put them in the air, you'd crash them into the house, and then you would spend the next 3 hours discussing how you should fix it, and that was the gift. It's those 3 hours of discussing how you should fix it. That was Christmas for you guys. That's the impression I got.
Well, that's close. Pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
I'm going to give us some credit here, Dad. We actually, yes, I'd say about, I don't know, 30% of Christmas is spent discussing the repair of the helicopter that we just smashed into the wall.
Yeah.
But about 30% of Christmas is actually successfully or unsuccessfully attempting the repair itself.
The repairs actually work sometimes. You know, they fly like a drunk penguin, but, not a good bird.
Penguins are birds.
But this year, no helicopters, just all clothes.
Yeah. No, and here's the thing that blew my mind is we didn't discuss this. We both naturally reached this stage of development.
This stage
and
of
without
apathy.
Consultation, we stopped. We ended the I think maybe 15-year-long tradition of getting each other stupid helicopters for Christmas.
And
so,
these weren't cheap either.
It's kind of sad, but I felt good about it.
These weren't cheap either.
Yeah, Jason, I was going to wrap the hundreds of helicopters that we bought over the years, all the broken ones and all the pieces and all the stuff, and just wrap them up and give it to him and say, make one.
Yeah. And that, I think, would have been
good.
That would have been special. And I would have tried to build a Frankenstein helicopter.
That would have been,
It wouldn't have worked. So then I would have, like, picked up the one that I kind of taped together and glued together and, like, ran around like a little kid with a toy airplane, went and then I would have thrown it against the wall and smashed it, and Dad would have been like, just like
this
Christmas.
Is great.
Yeah.
Just like Christmas. And it is Christmas, so well done. Yeah. So instead of helicopters, it was Clothing. Anything else besides clothing?
Anything? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I haven't had any alcohol in a long time, and but I like to have a beverage. And you know that – so I'm just all into coffee at this point.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And Dad and Carrie got me and Laura a wonderful espresso machine.
Oh.
A really fancy espresso machine and a milk frother.
I like a good frothing.
Yeah.
Can you froth anything? So,
the way we turned this into – it just sounds wrong all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But, actually, I put a note in here because it's – I couldn't pronounce it well. It's Nespresso.
Nespresso.
And they're not our sponsor today, but let me say that Nespresso, that's a great machine.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good machine.
Does
but they have their little capsules, and all their little flavors have really weird names, and I can't remember any of them, but I was trying to pronounce the name of the capsules themselves, and it's like Nasver Presso or Nespresso Vatu, Nespresso Virtuo, Nosferatu.
Yeah, it sounds like
anyway, they're really fancy. You pop them in, and the apparatus, when it's done making coffee, the little robot even takes the capsule out for you and puts it in a little receptacle, and it's all recyclable. Ooh. Jason, you can appreciate that. It's good for the environment.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Just, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but what is it? Why would you put that on me? Are you being ironic?
I'm not being ironic at all. I feel like that you're a more kind of socially and environmentally conscious person than I am in some ways.
I'm about to lose.
Do I sound sarcastic?
No. I just thought I'd ranted and raved about the idiocy of recycling before.
That's just me. Well. I just got you wrong there. It looks like – well. You know what? I know it's the Christmas episode, but what the fuck is your problem with recycling?
Well, I'm all for reduce and reuse. I think that's huge. And I do. I reduce and I reuse constantly. I'm constantly reducing, constantly reusing. But, you know, I saw a half-hour documentary on why recycling is dumb, and it convinced me without any scientific backup whatsoever, just by the sheer charisma of the narrator. And so now I think that recycling is, like, largely pointless. But reduce and reuse? Oh, I'm all about that. Here's something recently. I don't know if this is interesting. I mean, I do know that it's not interesting. But I can't seem to let any piece of paper in this house that has enough space to do a doodle on it or more go. Like, I don't even recycle it. If someone's like... You get a letter from the bank saying, hey, we just wanted to send you this letter to remind you that you have an account. Have a nice day. You know, because they send you bullshit, right? They send you these, right? They send you letters that you don't need to get. They don't say anything like you're in trouble or you're doing great or anything. They're just like, hey, here's some paper we thought we'd waste. And like, there's enough room to draw a picture of a dog, you know, playing Frisbee with a robot. Fuck it. Then I'm taking it. And I've got stacks and stacks of, I'm not a hoarder, Joe. And Uncle Daryl, I'm not. I'm a minimalist. I don't want to own anything. But I got stacks and stacks of just pieces of crappy paper with little doodles.
I knew that you were a doodler, but I didn't know that you just grabbed like junk mail and doodled all over everything. And then once tell me if I got this right. Once you doodle on something, then you cannot throw it away.
Well, here's what I do. I scan it with a scanner, and then I throw it away.
Oh, okay.
Ask me if I recycle it.
Do you recycle it, Jason?
No, yeah, don't ask because I don't.
Not
anymore. No. No.
This must be what my wife was telling us a couple days ago, Dad. She said she watched some documentary about how Coca-Cola is like, hey, everybody, recycle these bottles. And then they keep making single-use bottles like assholes.
Yep.
And our sponsor today is Coca-Cola, ladies and gentlemen.
The drink for assholes. But we were talking about Christmas and recycling and – Nespresso.
Well, my original question actually was, do you find – what kind of gifts are you getting lately?
Well,
we had three or four Christmas episodes. We haven't really talked about the gifts that we've gotten, I don't think. What are you getting? What did you get today?
Today I got socks. And that's true. I got socks. Like, how stereotypical is that? Did you ever, Joe, did you ever give Uncle Daryl socks for Christmas?
No, he stole my socks last time he was here.
Okay.
Well, it's true.
Wait a minute. It's true. Did he legitimately steal them? Because last time I was at his house, your son accused me of stealing his shorts.
Yeah, I lost my shorts. I was sure that Jason took them. But I came to Dad's house this year, and in my bag I had packed some socks. And I was like, oh, these are those socks. Oh, yeah, these aren't my socks. These are Dad's socks. I stole them. So I put the socks on, and I greeted Dad in the morning. I woke up in his guest room. I put on his socks. I went downstairs, and I said, hey, Dad, you recognize these socks? I fucking stole these socks from you. Merry Christmas.
So I called my socks prostitutes, and I, you know, they're dead to me now.
Yeah. Do you have socks hose?
Wait, is that a pun?
It almost is.
It's almost a pun.
I couldn't find the joke, but pantyhose are kind of partially socks, connected by.
I think
underwear.
They're not just partially socks. They're like, they're socks plus.
Yeah.
I think that
socks
not
that
only
go up to your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even more if they're the wrong size, you get, shoot, these are socks that go up to your nipples. So not only have we not getting toys for Christmas, we're not even talking about toys. We're talking about Christmas socks. My wife went to Europe for her 40th birthday. I did not go with her, and that was her gift. Her gift was that I did not go with her. And then she upgraded. Aww. She upgraded to a first class for the trip out, you know, because it's her birthday, and they gave her this, like, you know, package, like, goodie bag, swag bag, and it was, like, on the bag itself, it said, make sure everyone in cattle class sees that you have this and they don't, ha-ha. Anyway, and in it, there were these socks, and they were really amazing socks. She loved them so much, she called up the airline, and she goes, hey, I got some socks when I was in first class. They're not quite the right size. Can I send them back to you? You guys send me the right size? And they go, you flew first class? Fuck it. We'll just send you another pair. So they sent her two pair, and she handed me one. I put them on. I was like, I want more of these socks. They felt really great, and that's how old I am. Socks are feeling good.
you're like, look, these socks, this is a high priority. I need more of these socks.
Yeah, I never knew I would have this many conversations about socks, because she's like, here, try these on. I put them on. I'm like, these are great. I want these. And she's like, okay, do you want those or do you want those? And I'm like, what's the difference? Well, those are bigger. I said, I don't care. Give me socks. And she's like, well, choose the size you want. I'll make sure they're the right size. And then I did. And she's like, okay, why do you want the socks that go up to your calf if you're just going to push them down to your ankle? Why don't I get you ankle socks? And I'm like, I'm already talking about socks more than I want to. And she said, well, how about ankle socks? I said, no, because
you're talking about socks more than I want you to.
Well, I'm going to keep going. And then she goes, have ankle socks. I said, no, because they don't cover your ankle, which is like why they're named wrong. It's more like, you know, show ankle socks. And then she said, okay, for Christmas, I'll get you the kind that crew socks. They go up over your ankle, but they don't go all the way up to your calf and then get bunched down like it's the, you know, late 70s.
Yeah, that's my kind of sock.
Yeah. But
well,
these
if
really
you wear them with sandals, all bets are off anyway.
Well,
this is true.
Yeah, you're fucked then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess I'm fucked then, because that's what I do.
Because you got your sandals on right now, don't you, Jason?
I do.
Don't you?
I do.
Don't
you? I do.
Yeah, with your socks.
Well, dude.
With your fancy fucking socks.
With my fancy
you guys,
fucking socks,
look,
yeah.
I the suspense is killing me. I'm going to predict the end of this story. So you're telling her how wonderful these socks are. Did she then intentionally buy you a Christmas gift of those very socks, so you can get some more socks?
She did, and in my wife fashion, she, instead of getting me, like, they come in packs of three, she got me two packs of three, right? I'm like, oh, this is great. I have six socks. And she's like, no, choose one, and I'll return the other. I'm like, fuck, wait. God damn it. This is Christmas.
Choose one?
Yeah, and so I'm having a conversation about socks on goddamn it Christmas. Anyway. Yes, I got socks.
Well, I was almost bitching about you not having socks for Sunday, and then you have to give three back, and now it's, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what to say either.
So did you picked one pair, and you only got three pair. You didn't get six pair, even though you were handed six pair for Christmas.
I'm procrastinating that shit, though. I'm going to see if I can make her forget. Now, I may have to use alcohol, but I'll do it.
What if you just said, honey, for Christmas, can I have all six pairs of socks? What do you think she'd say?
Say no.
Try and do it in a real Tiny Tim type of voice.
No. I would be like, I really want Artie socks. Can I have Artie socks, please? And she's like, fuck no. They're expensive, you shithead.
Well,
that's how she talks to me.
Are these super fancy socks, though? I mean, look, if your wife's just looking after your budget.
Well, okay, you guys have both lived a lifestyle where all of us have lived a lifestyle at one point where means were meager, and then where we were better off and means were not so meager, and we saw that there is actually a difference between, you know, Weiler's and Kool-Aid brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference between Rose Art and Crayola, right?
That
step.
I mean, we've all been poor enough to be using the off brands,
right? And then and when you're using the off brand, you don't know
like Cheery Q's,
exactly. And when you're using the off brand, you don't know what you're missing, and you think to yourself, wow, I'm glad. Why would anybody play, you know, $18 for a goddamn pair of socks when you can get, you know, six tube socks in a bag for $4, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's weird, especially with socks, because those seem like, well, let's just get the job done here.
You get the $4 tube socks, they're sewn together at both ends, and the hell good is that?
That's right. Not any good. You have to cut them. It's just all that work. But what you find out then is like a four-pack of tube socks will last you a year, but these socks, they will last forever. I'll be giving them to my son. These are socks, okay? These are socks. They're sturdy as hell. They're actually cheaper in the long run, and they just grip your instep in a nice way, and they're soft, and they don't look like anything special because, you know, you're wearing pants, but...
Well, and that brings up something that I've learned very slowly as I got older is actually if you can buy some more expensive shit, it lasts long enough to where you actually end up saving money. Yeah. If you buy the expensive shit, I'm glad you got some Christmas socks and you get to keep them for a while. You pass them down to your son, when he's old enough.
Yeah, but when I pass them down, I'll be like, you can't have all of them though.
Well, and I hate to change the subject, but this discussion socks.
Well, okay, just to cap it off, I also got some pajama pants, but again, they're super soft and like spend your whole day in them. But I did get a deck of playing cards that have a mystery. Like you open up the pack and there's extra cards, and then you have to use the cards, the extra ones, to solve the mystery. And I haven't solved it yet. And then when you're done, you know, you have a deck of cards to play with. But it's supposed to be very involved. And I got a ukulele.
So does it send you on like a scavenger hunt or something, or is it just it's a puzzle that comes with your deck of cards in the form of extra cards?
It's a puzzle. The extra cards make reference to, like, this particular deck, all of the face cards are named after pirates. The King of Spades is the Rhode Island pirate, and, you know, the Queen of Clubs is Walter Kennedy, the Royal Rover. So,
Okay, pirate cards. Hey, yeah. Jason, I got a question for you. Okay. I'm with a new water heater today. Dad's water heater.
Really?
And it's up a little bit. Can you hear it?
I haven't noticed it. No, but it might come back in the playback, but no, I'm not hearing it.
It's really loud where we're sitting.
No,
it's you know, I'm used to having a water heater, but usually my water heater just sits there. It doesn't like to contribute normally.
That's our furnace.
Oh, that's the furnace. It's just, I don't even know what the hell I'm listening to.
We need to put more coal in it.
Yeah, we need to shovel more coal, I guess.
Okay. You can do that on the thing. So that was the Christmas gift side of things. Now, Joe, we've talked about this, and we're going to talk about this. Did they double you up again this year? Today is
I got one double gift.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, and that doesn't really bother me. Again, you know what? I could go. The gift thing is kind of fun, and we had a lot of fun with it today. But like, if I didn't get any gift at all, I really wouldn't give a shit at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. You can doubled up on?
Well, Carrie had a gift, and she was like, you know what? And I don't think she's ever done this before. Carrie was like, this one is actually going to be Christmas and your birthday. Here it is. Open that one. That one's Christmas and your birthday.
That's what you mean by double.
Yeah, that's what he's saying by double up.
Okay, I didn't
it's
know
that phenomenon. I mean, your birthday's the 29th. Did that happen when you were a kid? Did you get doubled up on? Like, here's a gift. Did you get any gifts when you grew up? Jason, our uncles grew up in fucking abject poverty, if
they
I
did.
Understand. Am I correct?
Well, I think you're, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we actually envied those people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the story. You looked up to those in abject poverty. So, but you got some, you did get some sort of gifts for your birthday and or Christmas, right?
Yeah, it was something wrapped, you know. It's probably something that you've seen around the house before, but now it's wrapped. And it seemed to.
Okay.
But, you know, we caught on pretty quick.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it was good. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Did you get doubled up, though? You ever, like, did somebody give you some for your birthday? Now, give this back. I got to wrap it for Christmas. Or the other way around, I guess, since your birthday's after.
They would give me the one used present, and they go, hey, Jesus wins again.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's right. Your second billing, buddy.
Yeah.
This one's for Jesus's birthday.
That's right.
Your birthday is nothing.
Yeah, and doesn't that seem right?
Yeah, they would like get you with
I
that.
I guess if you're into Jesus that much.
Well, that's something I wanted to ask you guys. Like, where did the tradition of giving gifts on Christmas, where did it come from? What's the deal there?
The three thieves or the three wise men. No, yeah, the three wise men.
The three wise guys,
By the way, three thieves is a steakhouse down the street from Dad's house.
Yeah, they gave gifts. They brought gifts to the little baby white Jesus.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's where it came from.
Okay, so I get that. That sort of makes sense.
Baby white Jesus. I don't know why.
Well, there's.
It's important that Jesus is white in this.
It always has been my whole life.
In this story.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you'll see one of color.
A Jesus
but
of
it's
color.
Rare. Yeah, it's rare.
But
one, we, you know, the one, the tradition that I'm built on is the white baby Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And so that's where that came from. I was almost sure that like the Christmas tree thing, that had nothing to do with Jesus. That was like an adoption of a pagan ritual, I think.
Yeah.
Whole gift giving thing was just like, I just thought it was all about commercialism and that's it. It's
well,
a
it definitely
really good
is.
Excuse to have everybody to just stoke the economy and make some profit. And I thought that's how the whole thing started and that's why it's still going.
Well, the stoke the economy is a concept. I don't know if that's a concept that's very old, and gift giving is very old. What am I talking about? I don't know any of this stuff. Here's the thing, though.
Educate me. How long have people been giving gifts on Christmas? I don't know the fucking history of Christmas.
Well, I don't either, except that they brought him – The Jesus. They brought the white Jesus. They brought him.
White baby Jesus.
Yeah.
It's these three wise guys, right? And in some traditions, there are three kings. Okay. They're like, well, we're kings.
I like wise guys.
Yeah.
These three fucking wise guys that came up to fucking white baby Jesus.
And they brought, you know, and everyone's joked about this before, frankincense and myrrh, right? Which is like basically oil and spices or something. And look. I'm okay with the fact that like they're supposed to be expensive things. Like they show up and like, hey, here's a rattle kid. No, they're bringing some expensive shit. These guys were like legit. It wasn't like three dudes walking along and saying, hey, it's a kid in a goat trough over there. Let's give him something. No, it was like planned, right? It's expensive, but what do you even use these things for? And is that part of the Christmas tradition? Are you supposed to give people weird shit that they really, I mean, give myrrh to a baby. Well, okay, Joe, what would I have to give you that would be like, wow, you spent a lot of money and I do not want this at all?
Well, I don't know what myrrh is, but I think if you gave me myrrh, I would probably just make that sound and look at you weird. What is this stuff? It's myrrh.
How much myrrh is enough? A pound of myrrh?
That's a good question.
2 pounds? I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start on the weight of the myrrh.
Myrrh may have been expensive, but I think I think maybe myrrh comes cheap now. I don't know.
I think the wise guys sold it by the ounce.
Yeah,
that's how expensive that shit was.
Well, I'm looking up myrrh right now, but
yes,
it's supposed to be a resin. They're brought to. Wow.
Well, isn't it? Didn't they want to anoint the baby? Like anoint the baby with oil. It was like some sort of ritual. This is special stuff that we're going to. They're presenting these things like in a ritualistic fact.
Okay, well then, how come I'm giving my son a remote control Spider-Man car? How am I anointing him with that?
You're right. Well, we're not treating our kids like the wise guys treated fucking baby white Jesus, but.
Maybe we should. Maybe next Christmas. Instead of giving my kid a, what else did he get today? A three-wheel scooter. You know those those kick things.
Three-wheeled scooter.
It's like a skateboard, except it's got a stick that goes up and a handle.
Yes. I just envisioned this thing.
Except it's got two wheels in front and one in back.
Okay. Wait, well, what else? What else did sweet BJ? Well, sweet baby Jesus Christ. I can't say sweet baby Jason Christ. There it is. I said it. Yeah. What else did he get?
He's in
prime Christmas time.
He is, yeah.
As I understand it. Did he get a big old pile of gifts?
He did decent. He made out pretty good. Because the tradition is that he gets something from me, something from the mom, something from the grandparents on the one side, something from the other, something from his mom's sister's family. And then if we're where they are, then usually his mom's sister's husband's parents give him something too. So yeah, he makes out like a bandit. I can't remember what all
he got. That's a lot of people giving gifts. Yeah.
He got a megaphone, which clearly somebody hates me.
Oh man, are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's not an actual.
Is it built into a drum set?
Megaphone and a drum set.
It's all branded on it's a combo. Some kind of police dog cartoon, and you press a button and it goes, let's go save the people who are trapped in the snow with our megaphone. I don't know. So you got that. And here's the thing, though, he played with the most today. And I know I'm making this up. This is the truth. So the other day, I saw a video. This guy was like, don't throw away your batteries just because they don't work. And stuff doesn't mean they don't work. You can get cheap stuff they work in, and you might need that cheap stuff. And so he said, go to the dollar store and get a little desk lamp, and you can use your used up batteries in that. It'll work just fine. So I went to the dollar store and I got it.
Old shitty batteries and old shitty electric appliances?
Well, yeah, because, weird. You know, like you put a battery in a remote control car and it lasts for about, you know, half an hour, and then the car doesn't move anymore. Well, the battery's still got juice in it. It just can't power moving vehicle, so you put it in this lamp, right? And I need a lamp, so I went and got this little tiny lamp. And my son saw me play, or not.
This is an example of you reusing and whatnot.
Exactly. So, good point, Joe. So he comes, he sees me setting this thing up, and he's like, "I want that," and I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Give it to me," and I'm like, "No." And he's like, "If you don't, I'm gonna tell mom you touched me in a weird way." I'm like, "Here you go," and that's what he played with all day long. He gets this remote control car. He gets a megaphone. He gets a bunch of other stuff I can't remember because I'm really tired. And he played with a goddamn dollar store light all day. Might as well got a myrrh.
Did he turn it off and on? Is that how he played with it?
No, he turned it on. First of all, he turned off all the lights in the house, like the whole house. He's in one fucking room, but all the lights have to be off. He turns off all the lights, he turns the lamp on, and then he walks away. And God forbid you come in and either turn on a light or turn off that lamp, because he will howl bloody murder. And that's what he did.
Through the megaphone.
Yeah. So that's what he played with mostly. But yeah, he got the car and the scooter, and I'll remember
later. Well, I sent him some myrrh through Amazon.
Did you?
But it's not showing up until late, because that's kind of how I do things.
Did you send it to Amazon?
You should be getting a package of myrrh for sweet baby Jason Christ by next Tuesday.
You, Joe, will this time next year be giving Christmas gifts to your own sweet baby Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Any ideas, any plans, any
sweet
thoughts?
Sweet baby Joey Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can name him Jason Christ.
I don't know. I'm going to cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start out with some myrrh. I'm going to anoint him with oil.
I don't know if Double Barrel can confirm this, but I can tell you that for the first 3 years, you can wrap anything. It does not matter. Like, wrap an avocado, and you'll be like, awesome, I got something. He just wants to unwrap shit. That's all they care about.
Yeah. What did you get me the first few years of my life, Dad, for Christmas? Anything?
I don't know. I think you started doing He-Man at birth. I don't know what the time range.
That is my memory of my childhood and Christmas in particular. I was obsessed with the Masters of the Universe. I still don't know why they called a half-naked bodybuilder dude with a sword the Master of the Universe. He-Man, and then his arch enemy was a half-naked blue bodybuilder. With a skull for a head. He was not a skeleton. He just had a skull for a head.
He was skeletal.
Otherwise, he was jacked, and he had a blue sword instead of a gray sword. God damn, that whole thing was weird, but I couldn't get enough of it. So as soon as I came out of the womb, I was like, Dad, could you buy me a He-Man, please?
Yeah.
Except I was speaking baby then, so right. I was like,
He-Man. Yeah. It was like that.
Mm-hmm. It was like that. You got your Skeletor and your He-Man and your man-y faces and
all of it.
They had real creative names for all those things.
They did.
Like the dude that was a bumblebee, he wasn't a sexy bumblebee. He was a warrior bumblebee.
Yeah.
Bodybuilder, half naked. Yeah. That's a theme. I am heterosexual, by the way, but I really, really liked half naked bodybuilders. My entire childhood. You know? I think I wanted to be one. But sexy bumblebee warrior, his name was Buzz Off. They had a robot guy. His name was actually Roboto. They were just like, didn't Styx have a song once or something? Fuck it. Roboto. Because they would just throw an O at the end of anything. Yeah. Skeletor. Skeletor. Yeah, there it is. That's where they started the whole mess. But
instead of Skeleton, it's Skeletor, yeah.
Yeah, and he rode a big black panther. Yeah, it was Panther. Fuck it. Yeah.
Makes no sense. Hey, speaking of making no sense, we're at like about 45 minutes now ish. I know, Joe, that there's something you wanted to present. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that first. And then, wow, I got a whole bunch of Christmas notes here. Didn't really touch one of them. Well, I did. I touched one of them.
Let's touch one more.
Shall we touch one more Christmas note that I have here on my phone? Let's see here. Oh, Dad's flashlight story.
Okay.
That's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas, but Jason, you were just talking about your son turning off and on a light.
That's true. It does connect.
So we can get away with this.
Okay.
Dad has a story about a flashlight that you can turn off and on in a special way.
Oh.
See if we can – this is going to be tough on audio, though. If Dad could dance around for our audience, for our one listener, they'd get more out of this story. But let's see what we can do.
I have to paint the picture verbally.
Yes, you can do that.
So, Jason, now just put on your thinking cap and then listen to my words and paint your picture of the scene.
Okay.
In the theater of your mind.
In the theater of your mind.
Okay, you are painting in the theater. Sitting, got it.
You're sitting in a boardroom of a major utility company.
Okay.
Electric utility company. Mm-hmm. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm in the room. Yeah.
Okay. So I, your uncle, is giving a presentation to a group of, I think there was about 8 board of directors, and they needed to decide on what gift to give to all the customers of the utility that would come to their annual meeting so they could meet and greet, and they wanted to give out small gifts. Kind of like a greeting bag, like your wife got on the airplane.
Yeah. And for socks. God's sakes, it's got to be cheap.
Yeah. And it's got to be cheap because a lot of people come to this meeting.
Yeah.
So it was my job to give them some options and they should decide. Well, one of the options I thought, since we're an electric company, would be a flashlight. Yeah. Would be a flashlight. And I didn't want to actually use batteries because that would not be cool because batteries are expensive. The electricity and batteries are expensive.
Yes.
And so I got rechargeable flashlights, and the way you recharge them is you just shake them. And there's this magnet that shakes back and forth, and it creates electricity because magnet over a wire creates electricity, and it recharges up the battery, and you're good to go for a while again. Mm-hmm. So I hand one to the first board of directors, and it's a very nice room. And he goes, now, how does this work again? I said, well, you have to shake it. You have to shake it, and then that charges the battery, and it works really good. And so now visualize him shaking this with one hand.
Yeah.
And it starts above his head or near his head, and he's shaking it, looking at it with his eyes. And magically, his hand lowers down below the table. And it's still shaking.
Vigorously.
And when his hand drops down below the table near his crotch,
yeah,
you get the look. The look happened.
His face changed.
His face changed. You know, his left eye dropped just a little bit, and his right lip raised.
Yeah.
And I went, holy shit. Don't do that. And he goes, okay. And I got through that experience, but he handed it to the next guy.
Because everybody's got to try this out.
Everybody's got to try it out.
Yeah.
He went directly underneath the table and shook it vigorously. Mm-hmm. He's shaking it. His kind of face goes a little weird.
Yeah.
And, well, this went on, and every one of them some bitches shook that flashlight near or under the table, right in front of them with a weird look on their face.
Okay.
And I've got to be there with a straight face, Jason.
Yeah.
How is that going to happen?
Dad's just trying not to laugh.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
And
nobody's catching on to this. Everybody's so interested in the flashlight. Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, it gets to the last guy. And, you know, this flashlight's pretty shook by the time it gets around to the eighth guy.
Yeah.
And he
flashlight's
grabs
raw.
He grabs it, he shakes it a couple of times, got a look, and then the light comes on right in his face, and he goes, oh, 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 oh. I thought that was funny as shit.
I bet.
Yeah.
So
it was a total porn scene with a climax.
So
I remember the first time you told me the story, I imagined the guy's like, well, this isn't working. And so he starts looking at it, and then the light finally comes on, and it's, you know, it's all in his eyes. So he shakes it next to his eye. Yeah. And then there's just light just all over his face. You can smell it on him. It's driving him crazy.
I want to recap the story so that I got everything straight here. So
hopefully I painted the picture well.
So, okay. Usually the reason why a person will have a flashlight is in case the electricity goes out and you decide to give this to your electricity customers.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a bad idea at its conception.
Yeah.
So you bring it to the boardroom and the board members commence to run a train on the flashlight.
Yes.
Are we all familiar with the phrase run a train?
Yeah, I know what run a train is.
Okay. I may have used it might be do a train or commit a train.
I thought
train
it was pull a train.
Pull a train. It might be have a train. I don't know. Because I couldn't go
the train. The flashlight?
No, the board. Yeah,
or
I don't
know. The board. I don't know.
Everybody seemed to be pulling their PUD, not a train.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
but the train.
If you want to paint that kind of picture.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. Well, I think it's a great idea, actually. I think it's a very appropriate gift for electricity customers. Honestly, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I really do, because it's like saying, hey, we got you. You're going to be able to see one way or another with us. We're gonna send you electricity. You can light up your house. You can run your microwave. If you got an air fryer, have some wings. Just go to fucking town.
You're absolutely right. That's why they rejected it, and they told me I was an asshole for bringing it.
Yeah.
As they were jacking off with it.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a great idea. No, sincerely, it was like put the logo on the side there, like brought to you by the good people at Payne Street, Surveilleville Electricity or whatever it's called. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it did work as a Christmas story. I mean, it was related to your earlier story, but it was a gift story.
Yeah.
People like to play with lights.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do, like my son does. He just likes to turn on lights and then walk away. He would have loved that. In fact, he would have walked in and seen all those guys do that, and his first thought would not be, you know, oh boy, I get to sue every one of these fuckers. His first thought would have been, I'm going to take that light. And he would
I want to take that light and shake it myself. But it wouldn't have been a sexual thing. Nobody would have thought of it that way.
No.
And it's certainly not him. Okay, well,
one more note. One more note. What do you got there?
One more note. Well, I've got one more note because we need to dedicate this show to someone.
Okay.
But we'll do that at the end. Yeah. Well, I did. I'll say this real quick, and then we'll get to our kind of featured event here. For Christmas that I've prepared. We, for Christmas, Dad, were watching Yellowstone.
Yes.
Jason, you ever seen that show?
No, Yellowstone? What is it?
Kevin Costner?
No.
It's Kevin Costner. To me, it seems like a modern-day Western. There's actual cowboys because this guy's like a cow mogul. He's a rancher in Montana. Right away, I'm thinking like, I might not be able to get into this. Like, this might be too rednecky or I don't know, too right wing even. I was thinking these were the associations I was making. But it was a really interesting show. It reminded me of it's really organized crime type of shit. It seems, okay. It seems like the Sopranos or like the Godfather type of thing. He's a real powerful rancher, mogul, cattle mogul.
Yeah,
and so Kevin Costner kind of plays like the Godfather, except with cows, like Vito Corleone.
He's the cow father. Gotcha. Okay.
And that's the end of that note. We did watch Yellowstone, and the best thing that I got out of watching Yellowstone, pretty good show, but I think the best thing about it was me coming up with that one stupid ass joke.
Yep.
Vito Corleone.
Okay.
Corleone. Thank you.
Not too bad. I'm on IMDb now looking at Yellowstone trivia, and your joke's way better.
I don't think my wife would appreciate this, not on Christmas or any other day, but the sister of the rancher cow family is so hot. I can barely handle it, and she's like half naked. Actually, she's just flat out naked sometimes, and she just talks dirty all the time, and it's like, oh my God, I can barely handle it.
Who's that? Is that Beth?
I feel like I need to watch when she gets on the screen. I need to fan myself.
Is that Beth? The character's name is Beth, or is it Monica?
Yeah. The character's name is Beth.
Okay.
She's a gorgeous woman. She's almost as gorgeous as my wife. I guess they do kind of look alike. I think it's a good show. We can talk about it more, Jason, if you choose to watch it.
She's English, she talks with like a Western accent.
Oh, she's got a Montana accent, whatever that is. She's like a hardcore emasculator,
ball busting bitch, man.
Whoa, yeah,
yeah.
Well, you know, emasculator.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's got, you know how in like Ireland or wherever it is, they spell things in wrong ways. Like her, she's got four names, and her third name is Siobhan, right? But it's spelled Sioban, right? And I think if I had a name that was like, here's a whole bunch of letters that don't go together, and you don't get to use any of them when you say the name. Like, well, spelled Sioban, well, it's pronounced Siobhan or whatever. I would be a ball buster too. That was not a very. That was much.
Well, this I'm just saying I don't know what she's like in real life. She's probably delightful, but the character is really aggressive. She's hardcore, but I find that attractive.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of hardcore, attractive, and aggressive, did you want to? You have something recorded?
Yeah, I did, and I don't think it has anything to do with attractiveness. Maybe aggressiveness. I'm not sure, but. Man, I'm worried about this furnace here. Is it coming through?
I can't hear a thing.
It's just blasting behind me.
Yeah,
can you hear it?
I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I've done? I have rewritten the lyrics to another Christmas song.
Okay.
And I dedicate this song to my father. And maybe we can explain a little bit. I will explain a little bit about the song's meaning once we're done. But Dad hasn't heard this yet. And of course, neither of you, Jason, and neither has our listener. So let's go for it. Okay. Do you see the clip?
I do. I've got it. Here we go.
Let's do it.
You've got Hannibal Lecter, the Joker, and Satan. Ebenezer Scrooge and the Grinch who stole Christmas. But do you recall the most insidious dickhead of all? Daryl the Christmas Jackass received some very thoughtful gifts. But then when he unwrapped them, he didn't seem to give two shits.
Like an asshole.
All of his butthurt loved ones grew tired of all the guilt and shame.
Nice one, dear.
So they conspired to kill him in a very special way. Then one fucking Christmas Eve, Carrie came to say,
I declare as Daryl's wife, off with Daryl's head tonight.
Then at the execution, the family shouted out with glee, the beheading of the Christmas Jackass, an annual ceremony.
Good job ruining Christmas, Daryl.
That's my life. Yeah. Every year I make some bonehead statement and then they want to kill me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Do you guys we jokingly refer to it as the annual beheading of Daryl.
Yes.
The Christmas Jackass. And it's usually because you do. Sometimes you have inappropriate responses.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Can you give an example?
Yeah.
Can you give an example of like, you can even make up one. What do you mean, like, does somebody give a pair of...
Yeah.
What do you think some complete dickhead would say when somebody give him a gift and he opened it up? What do you think he would say?
I think he'd say something like, seriously, socks? What the fuck?
Yes.
You know what, though? He's a little more subtle than that.
Okay.
And he doesn't realize he's doing it. It's more of like a passive aggression.
Okay.
It's like below his consciousness. And I remember one year it was golf balls, and this is like a stocking stuffer too, okay. You know. But he couldn't maintain Christmas etiquette, so like he looked at the golf balls. And he goes, "I already have these kind." Okay, and then he puts them aside. Like, geez, man, just fucking say thanks for the golf balls, asshole.
Yeah, and I remember the first time the beheading happened. Joey just couldn't stand it anymore, and he goes, "Okay, I'm calling it." He says, "Dad, you're a jackass.
You're a Christmas jackass."
And I went, "Oh, appropriate.
Yeah.
Good call."
But then, you know, Carrie, I thought it was appropriate that she sang that part of the song because she's like, "Off with his head. We need to behead the Christmas jackass, and we'll do it every year." And we don't discuss the fact that somehow Dad comes back to life just to be murdered again the next year. Yeah. It's kind of Jesus-y.
Well, when they start talking about an annual event before the first one, I felt a little bit more comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. That's
because
good
he may get beheaded, but clearly he's going to survive to the next year for another beheading.
Exactly.
You guys have heard of Elf on the Shelf, right? Elf on the Shelf? Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I found one of those, and then I just put it on top of my head. And I called it an elf on myself.
Okay. I like that. Well, I'm just thinking maybe you guys can start a new tradition. Instead of elf on the shelf, you could do like Daryl the Christmas asshole. I don't know. Something like he sits there and like you're about to wrap a gift and it's just looking at you like, really? You can wrap that? Okay. Sure.
So like it's a little elf, but it has like dismissive things to say and it looks sideways at you and smirks.
Yeah. It smirks. Yeah. It's like, all right. Yeah.
Well, I did that today, actually.
You guys gave me
two different shirts. And I said, and I was trying not to be a jackass. And I said, "That's really nice. Thank you very much."
And then
she goes, "Is this the right size?" And I said, "It's a medium. I never wear that."
That's true. He really dug into the fact that mediums have never been his size. And even though he's lost some weight, medium would never work. Like, and I was kind of looking at him. I was like, you know, like sending my hand across my neck, like, that's good.
And then before I blacked out, I remember throwing it back in Laura's face, and she said that she'd take care of it and don't hit me. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and it's funny. I thought you had recovered from it. I was like, I thought this is getting better. And I was like, well, what about – okay, so it's medium. It's not large. But the colors, what do you think of the colors, the pattern? He was like, whoa, I don't know. And I was like, why don't you try the fucking colors, Dad? Why don't you just try them on?
Yeah, so it happened today.
Just give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay,
I noticed some brown in the pattern, and I go, is brown really a color? Was that?
I think you said that out loud, too. Which, by the way, it is. Like,
I think really? It is.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, the beheading, ever since we came up with the beheading, we've come up with some fun kind of imagery.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Carrie's like, well, I don't want to swing the axe. You know, somebody else, Joe, you can swing the axe and I'll hold the basket, which I think is funny. Clearly somebody has to hold the basket and then present the Yuletide severed head, you know, somehow. But this is the thing. I wear an executioner hat. But it's got a little. It's like a Santa hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All red, you know. But it's an execution pointy hat. It's got a little on the top.
You have bells on your shoes.
Yeah, I have bells on my shoes, and I've got a huge axe. But the handle of the axe looks like a candy cane.
Okay. That's beautiful.
So we try and make it real festive.
Yeah, it is festive.
I like this idea, and I think that. I want to come to your house for Christmas next year, Uncle Daryl, specifically so that I can give you something that you have to react that way with. Like, I'm hoping you forget this. I am going to bring to your house next year for you. I'm going to bring some fucking myrrh. I'm going to give you myrrh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so that you go like, myrrh? What do I do with this?
And I'll go, what am I going to do with a half a pound of myrrh?
Yeah. And I'll be like, it costs $8,000, asshole.
I'm looking forward to this. Should have saved your money.
Hey, you guys.
Get the axe.
I got to tell you. I want to bring up, I want to dedicate this show to a guy named Larry Armus.
Larry, it's Armus. We love you. And Larry, yes. If you would follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, that would be great, Larry, because we love you, Mr. Armus. Who is he?
Yeah. Larry Armus is this guy. He's a retired Forest Service guy.
Okay.
And I posted your birthday episode, Jason, on YouTube, as I post all of our episodes on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Larry Armus posted a review, and it said, I could only make it through about 3 minutes of this. And he said, I don't understand what this is. I can't take it. Okay? And so I'm like, this is online, so should I even respond, you know, when people give negative reviews like that? Well, for Larry, I said, hey, Larry, what this is a podcast, and it's supposed to be comedy. It's like a radio show, and I swear to God there's funny stuff in there. So just give it another shot. I swear, it'll be worth it. We need you, Larry. And then I wrote, Larry? Larry? And then I wrote, Larry! Okay? And guess what Larry did? He wrote back and he said, okay, I'll give it another shot.
All right. The Larry,
which
if you're listening.
I've just never seen such a thing on the internet. It gave me hope in humankind. I thought it was very Christmassy. And I wrote back to Larry Armus and I said, thank you very much, sir. You know, we need people like you, and I'm going to dedicate the next JBC to you.
I hope that he gets to the end of the episode and he goes, yeah, I mean, yeah.
By the way, I didn't hear anything back from him, so maybe he gave it another shot. He did say in his last message that he would listen to this episode.
Okay. I hope he made it all the way to the end, Larry. And follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, and 5 stars only, please, or I will slap my sugar plums on your mom's face.
All right, I'm gonna mute myself.
I'm gonna do a very Christmassy ejaculation.
Okay.
As the last moment on JBC in 2019.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye, Jason.
Bye, Uncle Daryl Barrel.
Merry Christmas, man.
You too.
See you next year, everybody, for the fourth year of Just Because It's. Oh, shit. Oh.